This is Breakfast with Lish Faya on ABC Radio Canberra.
I don't know about you, but if you've ever found yourself running towards the parking inspector as they get their little machine out, as you've realised that you perhaps didn't put the parking ticket in the car, or you thought you could just race to the shops quickly, or you've left it a little bit long, they've seen it all. Today, a couple of parking inspectors, a duo, Mohit Pant and Hayden Stevenson. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you get into this line of work?
I've had different roles within the public service doing enforcement activities. I was a traffic camera operator. That's how I started into public service. And then I worked with the COVID team. I was a COVID inspector for a while. Then came to parking only because it gives me an opportunity to engage, educate and enforce the members of public, and I really enjoy it.
Do you? Okay. And what about you, Hayden?
I've came from the automotive industry. I was a car salesman as my last job, and I saw this job online. I'm like, well, that looks really interesting. So I definitely wanted to give it a go, and yeah, it turned out to be quite good.
What are the highlights of this job? Was it everything you thought it was going to be cracked up to be, Hayden?
It was quite different, actually. I mean, you get to experience so much by going out in Canberra and actually seeing things that you don't usually get to see every day. You get to be out in the weather on, you know, nice sunny days like today, where it's going to be 18 degrees. You get to enjoy it. Whereas, you know, when you're sitting inside in an office job, you don't really get to experience that. But there's a lot more to it.
Well, same for me. It gives me opportunity to speak to diverse members of public every single day. You know, a lot of people come and thank us as well, especially elderly, because we make sure that, you know, disabled parking bays are for them. And yeah, there's a lot of highlights. You know, builds a lot of skills such as like communication skills, emotional intelligence skills and things like that.
De-escalation skills.
Yeah, that's right.
What sort of training do you get to be? Because I imagine you also see the good side of people when they thank you, but also the bad side. If they're getting a parking ticket, no one is happy to see you.
That's right.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you do get a fair bit of training through ACT government. So they do supply you with a lot of de-escalation courses and conflict courses as well, which is quite good. But you learn a lot of those skills while you're out on the field, and you get to sort of, you know, chat to people and learn how they react, and you can actually, you know, have pretty good, you know, end results.
Do you use your car salesman techniques and knowing of the car, like your love of cars, to also talk about?
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't done it. So yeah, I have. I'm like, you have a really lovely car, and then, you know, we'll start talking about that instead of their parking fine.
I'd love to hear some of the interesting excuses people have used. Does any excuse ever work?
Well, depends on the situation as well. Contrary to what people think, we don't necessarily infringe all the people all the time. We do give them an opportunity. If they were in a position to change the behavior that we've identified, okay, this isn't, you know, illegally parked and this is the issue, depending on the offense. So we do give them an opportunity to rectify it and move on. So, but I mean, I've been on this job only for 3 months, and most of the excuses that I've heard is just like 2 minutes. I'm just here for 2 minutes all the time. So to an extent that if someone is genuinely there for 2 minutes, we don't necessarily believe them.
Do you find you haven't got the respect that you'd like out there doing it?
I mean, it's a very, you know, low percentile of people that we infringe. So when we go into a car park, it's not like everyone has done the wrong thing. It's very small population. So the majority of people are quite appreciative of it. I mean, even in social media, if you had to look into the comments, the majority of comments are positive. But I guess it's just a human nature. We tend to focus more on negative comments. But
any people who don't need to get a parking ticket? Does the PM need a parking ticket?
Well, if he does the wrong thing, then he gets one.
Someone's saying, do you have a quota to meet?
We don't.
Absolutely not. No, we can head back to our base with zero, you know, infringements for the day, and we're happy. You know, we're happy to see people doing the right thing. So there are no quotas.
And that's the scenario we'd like to be like. When we go back to office, we don't have any infringement. That means everyone is complied.
You're not on commission.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for coming in to talk us through parking inspectors. Respect your parking inspector. Do the right thing. Get the apps on your phone. So easy too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's just a quick download, set your credit card and your details up, and you're right to go.
Yep.
No, thanks for
Thank you.
This is Breakfast with Lish Faya on ABC Radio Canberra.